Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Say it with me, what I carry,
destroys
the works of the devil. It's not always you binding and loosing. Sometimes it's just you showing up. The enemy knows you. Do you understand? He knows you. There's a hit list in hell. Let me say, not in hell, but in the heavenly realm. You're on that list. As a child of God, he knows you.
Amen.
Remember the sons of Sceva? They said, we don't know you. You ain't on our list.
Amen.
When I say hit list, not that they don't try to get you all the time. No, they understand not to mess with you.
Amen.
Don't mess with that one. Their name is written.
Amen.
There's blood on them.
Amen.
They're the ones designated to destroy our works. They got the goods to destroy us.
Amen.
Leave them alone.
Amen.
If you mess with them, you got to trick them.
Amen.
You got to deceive them.
Yes.
You can't stand toe to toe with them. That's the remnant.
Yes.
Keep them blind to who they are.
Yes.
That way you'll get them. That way we'll get away with our dirty deeds. Because their assignment, their designation is to destroy our work.
Amen.
They carry what's necessary to destroy. Sometimes you're showing up.
Amen.
I said you're showing up with the right attitude. You ain't got to be speaking in tongues. You ain't got to be quoting scriptures. You ain't got to be carrying no Bible. Have no, you know, t-shirts on. All your Bible stuff, all the scripture, you show up. If you ain't carrying the goods, you don't care what you look like.
Amen.
But you can be in jeans and a t-shirt and show up.
Amen.
Spirit will recognize you right away.
Amen.
Are you following what I'm saying here? See, we got to break through these mental barriers. People show up and act like they're nobody. And place no value on their life. Just happy to try to fit in.
Amen.
How are you going to change anything? Always just glad to be invited.
Amen.
Look at somebody, tell them, look at them, child of God.
Amen.
You got to understand God's heart for this planet. The heart for the human race. God's not playing around. God's not casual with this. God's not Laodicean, lackadaisical, well, if it happened. No, God is very detailed. God wants it all back. He's given you gifts. He's anointed you. He's graced you. And here you walking around like you don't know. Tell somebody right now, you better know who you are and whose you are and what you are packing. You have a domain God releases you into, and he's entrusted you to bring heaven there, to bring his presence there, to change life. Again, as I said earlier, it's not just about you. If it were just about you, it'd be different. But it's not about you. There are people that are connected to your anointing, that are connected to your grace. They may not be living in your geographical area, but they're connected to your grace. What you do on this side of the world, they are blessed with on that side of the world. The breakthroughs you get over here, they break through over there. God has an economy, And you are very important to that economy. If you're squandering everything, then everything over there is going to be squandering. He don't handle his affairs like many of us handle our affairs. Amen. Carelessly. Amen. Like it doesn't really matter. Amen. Everything matters with God. See, some of us don't want to know him like that. See, God call you higher, he's going to get more exacting with you. Amen. You're going to be like Joshua. Are you for me or are you against me now? That's what you're going to be asking. Now, he's for you. But what you're carrying is so valuable. And it has to be so impacting that God has to exact things. Some stuff is in the balance. You miss it, it's messed up. Moses hit a rock twice. God said, I got to take you out. See, some of us don't want to know like that, but when you mentally transform, you begin to say, "Whoa, okay, I need to talk a little bit less. I need to stop sharing my dreams so much. I need to spend more time in this prayer closet. Amen. And I need to open that word more, because the fear of God starts gripping your heart. You start to see the magnitude of what he's requiring of you. It's not hard. It's just that the light starts to shine. You begin to see him and say, oh, Lord, I didn't realize. I always thought I had the fear, but now. See, though every disciple or anyone that saw Jesus after resurrection saw him different. They didn't see the little carpenter. They saw the glory. They saw the glory. All right. So we are here to destroy. Say it with me. I'm here to destroy the works of the devil. Sometimes with a word you destroy, with a deed you destroy it, with a prayer, with a declaration, with a decree, you're sending ammunition into that spirit realm that has the power to destroy what you bind on the earth. God says it'll be bound in the heavens. What you loose on the earth, it'll be loosed in the heavens. Do you understand that the early church was given the authority to forgive sin? Amen. Whose sins you retain. Folks, see, like I said, mentally people, what you talking about? Only God. He delegated some authority. Why? He's serious about the kingdom here and the kingdom being established. Tell somebody, no more playing church. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Aside from popular belief, good, acceptable, and perfect are not three wheels. Amen. Well, you know, I'm in the good wheel. Or I'm in the acceptable will of God. No, that's all one wheel. Amen. Good, acceptable, and perfect. Amen. Will of God. It ain't you can hang out over there and, you know, I'm in the will of God even though I'm straddling the fence, and on Saturday I'm in the will of the devil, but then back in the will of God on Sunday. Stop fooling yourself. Amen. Be not conformed to this world, but be not. How do we resist conformity to this world? There has to be a transformation. Yeah. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Tell somebody there's a butterfly in that cocoon waiting to come out. Come on, I said there's a butterfly. There's a whole nother level of freedom, a whole nother level of influence, a whole nother level of God-likeness.
Amen.
See, it's not those that are ambitious that ascend to the throne. It's those who are God-like.
Amen.
Christ-like. That's your ascension to the throne or place of authority. Not just your ambition. You're wanting it. It's your becoming Christ-like. So that involves a surrender. Our responsibility is to demonstrate that the reality that exists in heaven right now can be manifested here on the earth right now. Matthew 8:13. Matthew 8:13. Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. As you have believed. This is why the word is so emphatic about not being conformed to this world. They don't believe in God in this world. I don't care how they talk about God. Or a God. Or demigods. They don't believe in the God. The only true and living God. There's no faith in God there. They got faith in science. They got faith in this. They got faith in that demon, that demon, that demon, that demon. But not faith in God. That's why it says, be not conformed to this world. Because as you believe, so be it unto you.
Amen.
That's why God separates you. He sets you apart.
Amen.
Are you hearing? This is why he sets you apart. Some of us have for so long sought affirmation in crowds.
Amen.
People applauding you. So you feel accepted. And so you go after more applause. You go after more, you know, likes. You do stuff to get, you know, followers. You know, for people to affirm you. You're missing the mark.
Amen.
It's not even about that. Amen. Your affirmation has to come from that secret place.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again and again and again. Listen, God affirmed you before you got here.
Amen.
But the world has conformed you to think your affirmation comes from somewhere else. Even if your parents didn't affirm you. Maybe your brothers and sisters didn't affirm you. Why? Because you were different. Because you stood out. Because you were the black sheep. You know what I'm talking about. You were the one that got in trouble all the time. But that's oftentimes because of the anointing and calling upon your life. The devil wanted to get you early.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Imagine watching a baseball player on second base with